Oh, you can't ever come down by Joe Bird and the Field Hippies. What is going down? This is Heyoka King Podcast. We are swiftly approaching July. Julius, then Augustus. These powerful months are the binding months that allow us to do lightning damage, earth damage, and fire damage all in increased increments, as well as physical prowess, mental valor, and spiritual vigor. We are drawn to the state of being those moralistic and moralistic super powerful people, because it's super powerful time, basically. I got myself a brand new fucking phone case, finally. Oh, God, it's so smooth. My other one was practically bits and pieces falling off. So it's very nice to get a new one. It feels weird, but it feels refreshing. It's about halfway through my semester this week, and I'd say I threatened one of my teachers because they kept deleting assignments that we were uploading and then uploading new duplicates of those same assignments and grading everybody poorly. So I was like, listen, don't do that. I'm evil. I'm a bad guy. I'll turn into a dragon right fucking now and breathe fucking hellfire. And he's like, okay. Now I got a 97. So the only class that I'm really doing bad in is like stage theater or something, whatever. I'm doing my best. Some of the stuff, you know, is a little wonky, a little wampo. Sometimes the teachers be uploading whole assignments, whole quizzes. Every single answer is A. So it's like multiple choice. So all of them were A. And obviously, it's like I'm looking at the information and I'm looking at that, you know. But this is designed for if somebody uses AI on the quiz. You know, it'll make them question, why is everything A? That's not built for the informational fed mind. It's built for the counterfeit reverse psychology application to catch people that cheat. And then anti-flux. If they cheat, they'd question a pattern because they become pattern-seeking people. Smoke that marijuana. Go and doing hippie shit. Oh, whoa, whoa. See, the other one was the pie won't come down. This by Big Boy Pete. It's cold turkey. That's a little kind of a backward message that I'm getting. So there, I gotta get myself a little bit cleaned up. Cleaned it. Say, I really am sick of spending money on marijuana, man. But at least I spend money that I get from my music. But maybe there's something better I can do than just fucking get high. You know what I mean? That money could go to me having my car registered by now, but I'm a fool. I like spending money on weed, and I'm an adult. I'm a man that smokes weed. It's refreshing to know that some of the people are at the stage that I probably should have left a long time ago. That stage where you want to explore and have fun and be a goofball. But there's a lot of delinquents in that stage, man. There's hippies and then there's fucking stupid idiots. that don't care if they're swarmed by police and they're under the needle. They won't tell you they got no needles and shit in their truck. When you pick them up, you just gotta trust people. Won't be fucking super junkies. Oh. Yeah. Nothing worse than a liar. Nothing worse than being able to have good intuition of when people are lying or not to you. Because you're like, whoa. It's supposed to be my family member. Blood. Whoa, you're supposed to be my lover. Hopefully to make blood. You're supposed to be my friend. That is so close I call you brother, even though you're not blood. Call yourself a hero in these times? Huh. Real funny, kid. The only thing that goes on in these times, buddy, is stuff going down at the Spartan. The Spartan arena. There's no actual fights. The monsters are gone. We got rid of monsters in the last game. That's a gunk of wunk. That is a lot of gunk of wunk. Shit. So much gunk of wunk. Yeah, Gemini. I've dated a few Geminis, and let me tell you, both of them are redheads, and both of them are fucking crazy. Ooh. But I love them. Very beautiful. And you just gotta kick them in the ass a little bit, and they're fucking fun. That's the only problem with Geminis, is they're just stuck in their fucking ways that they think that they're either someone that no one can trust, or they're like a super tough gangster antichrist wizard. That's a fucking thing I hate about them. They're either like letting you know that they're untrustworthy and that they're sad and miserable, or they're on top of the world and they're acting like a tough guy, even though they let everybody else do the work. That's Gemini by Del Shannon. See, I tried to get to that volume. That's the problem. See, now I'm kind of like matching that volume as best as I can. It feels like I'm just talking right along with that song if I talk at this pace, this volume. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful nay, I say. It's 626-2026. Remember, the Dread Star fell. The Dread Star did fall. That was probably about March. And now, it's, I think it's the Abyss Star. Yeah, it's the Abyss Star next. Maybe. I thought so. You got the ability to manifest the masses with interforced gloom. It's kind of like a radar system that shoots out a wave of energy that we receive that makes us be gloomy and not like each other. And be grumpy and mean.
There I was, smoking weed.
Going on adventures in the trains. I should go to that fucking center, man. I'll be real with you. I'm at that age where I'm kind of afraid that if I go in a place, there's people that are like crazy on drugs with weapons and shit. I don't need to deal with that. Especially at night. You feel like they're saying into your mind. You feel the sound of pain. I've made over $10,000 with my music since I started distributing it in like 2007. It was like 2018 is when I was able to first get it's like a dream, man. Almost 10 years of making money. And I'd spend so much fucking money on weed and drugs with my music money. I need to get that graphing paper for one of my classes. That's an issue. The stagecrafting class is simple because I just build shit and I use math. And half the time the teacher will tell us, hey, I fucked up and nothing's to scale. Here are the correct measurements. So it doesn't even matter if you try to do it. Because you just tell her, say, hey, this is fucked up. And then, you know, we're having a fun time. We're having a fun time building shit. I like building stuff. I love moving around. It almost is sad that I can get deeper and deeper to fighting the bad guy. But each bad guy reinforces the nemesis bad guy that's kind of floating around in the bad background. The nemesis bad guy gets stronger with each bad guy sub. Every main story bad guy that you kill, that I guess you could say is a cosmic oddity bad guy, reinforces the nemesis bad guy that shows up as a reflection of the past in his old, you know, his young form from when he was young. And you fight that bad guy and he's like a clean slate. I mean, you've beaten two bad guys. Cosmic bad guys. So let's just say that you never really get to actually see this bad guy at a... You never really get to see him at no strength in this sequel quartet series, whatever fucking four stories would be. Because there's the first two stories, and then there's the four stories, and then that's just kind of how it goes. That's just how that's going. So it's a total of six stories, but, you know, the first two is like this guy. This is the story when he's alive. He failed, but the bad guy killed himself. The ritual failed. And then he's resurrected by the witch. And then they banged. But it wasn't like love or anything. It was just drugs and lust and stupidity. And driving around and being young and angsty and trying to find purpose and trying to be deep and overly relevant to the artistic expression of life. So that led to really the first story, dismembered memories takes place roughly in that awkward transition period after being resurrected and freshly being resurrected and having some sort of like obvious spiritual influence upon yourself that made yourself weaker because you had to come back from it. But then there's still lingering, creeping feelings all around of super bad guys. And obviously that's when you fight three minuscule sort of cosmic parasite things in the process of maturing. First one's just a basically an infant parasite. That one dies because you kill it. Then you fight the second parasite. That thing is sort of like a teenager in its form that it's not an adult, so it hasn't been able to completely absorb its host and take more of its material matter in a feral form. So it's still latching onto a spiritual and a physical plane of aspects. So you kill that thing by tricking it and using spirit energy, because it has to go from an ethereal state to a physical state. To you got to kill it like that. It wants to be an ethereal cosmic being, but it's like a spiritual draining transitionary to temporary states of corporeal form. Versus the first thing is weak to plasticity. No, these are just the weird, these are the sun bad guys. Yeah, these are sun bad guys. That thing's just another fucking parasite, but instead of using like mind abilities, this one uses like the aspect of being full on attack, grueling beast of giant mouth and fast moving, maybe some clawed feet and clawed arms that are almost more like cat-like, like big cat, you know, a jaguar sort of mentality, this thing coming at you. And you fight that thing, and then that thing's dead, and then you fight, obviously, the serpent. The serpent cause is the guardian pet, or just a pet, you know, an animal that this thing, this profaned animal, guardian, beast, spirit thing exists between that and the first bad guy, the blood bad guy. The blood bad guy manifests. The blood bad guy has a ties to like your childhood, so you have to fight the blood bad guy, and then you fight the bone bad guy, the bone bad guy, the bone and stone bad guy, because he's made of select isotonic level you know, calcite maturities from all kinds of different metalloids and all kinds of aspetic metals. I mean, it's a super bad guy. So you have to expect that there's exploits, but there's also the gimmicks. There's also gimmicks that go along with the exploits. You beat that bad guy, and then you get to the mind bad guy. The mind bad guy is the one that's an ethereal one that has to take a spiritual state in order to do spiritual-based damage to you. All of its attacks drain your life and make you kind of like drowsy and feel weak. So what you got to do is fight that thing by using spiritual, holy-based, you know, elemental. That thing's Zippo on physical damage like the first two. That thing's got to fucking die. You got to kill that monster. It's a process. It's a story. It's a deep narrative about the fluctuation of obstacles that mankind finds once he stops really dwelling on the simple things, and instead of the complex things, tries to find the true meaning of things, only to find that there's, oddly enough, stupid meaning, and still guardians of these meaning, and those guardians are surprisingly dumb. You'd think that they'd be better, but they're not that good. I mean, I was right about Pope Francis turning into an undead dragon, but this is a three-headed dragon. There's a five-headed dragon, there's the two-headed dragon, and there's a three-headed dragon. They did kill the three-headed dragon. Well, they transferred the three-headed dragon into a different energy form, I guess. So we're at a state that there's a complex cosmic entity out there that has the ability to sort of do a massive shockwave AOE strike to anything that's moving in its range, its eye of sight. You're protected indoors, but the same thing has the ability to have lucidity sort of airborne toxic effect that makes people lazy, but also makes them angry and makes them want to be violent and confrontational and rivalistic to one another. Now, it has the ability, like I said, to be punctured by spiritual addressed weapons or elemental weapons. It's immune to any kind of water or ice, really any kind of earth. It's immune to earth unless it's particular projectiles that are fastened out of certain charged crystalline projectile pieces. Unless that's the case, you're not really looking at witch bullets. You don't really see, because witch bullets are godly expensive, and you know, silver and gold bullets are also pretty expensive as well. So you're not really looking at blessed silver or blessed golden ammo. Because blessed golden ammo, they can't really even get stronger than blessed golden unless you get platinum blessed bullets. That's the gold and the silver combined. And then you can get rose platinum if you really want to get technical. You get to that point that you can start adding like obsidian and other ground powders into the mix, and you start to get that emerald gold, and that can be blessed. And fuck, that thing can really just pack a punch, but you gotta make it. That's a process. Nobody wants to make emerald gold ammunition for you. The casings alone is just a long process of smelting at the proper temperatures for each combination metalloid. You know, ultimately just putting in powdered, kind of like resin of gemstones, to really give it obscure glow. That has the ability to fucking do massive damage, not just on physical, but also on the spiritual, and even on a cosmic-based scale. You can defeat, like, meteors, meteor spirits that, like, are cosmic, heavenly stars and asteroids from the Phantom Plane, and they've developed some sort of sentience and a malignant will, and you can fight them with the emerald gold bullets, especially blessed. You don't need to really bless them, but adding that bless just buffs it at that point and allows you to do more damage to the spiritual base things by an extra 20%. But that's already doing 255. And then you add 20% to that. At that point, you really 275% damage to holy spirit, unholy, dark, you know, it's special bullets. They deal 150% because of the luckiness, base damage physically, but it's just a long process to build those things. But these are the first few bad guys, and the third bad guy and the fourth bad guy merge to make a definitive fourth bad guy, and then the fifth bad guy shows up, and then that's a star. That's five. And you think, oh, the Crimson Star is going to be the last bad guy. But then it's the pale sun. The pale sun comes. The devil is the crimson star. Defeat that bad guy. And that bad guy reveals that there's also the pale sun. And the sun becomes like sort of like limestone color. It still glows, but you can look at it. It just kind of irritates. It's like looking at hospital lights. And that bad guy, when that bad guy, the pale sun, shows up, you defeat that bad guy, and then there's six. Would be seven, but there's six. Because four and five merge to make a definitive four, and then the five guy is like, yo, you beat the other two people that are really important. I guess you're just going to usher in the end of days real quick. And then you defeat that dude and refuse the end of days by that plan. And the pale side says, yo, I'm also pretty strong. I just like to do what I want because fucking shit up is cool. It's like there's a, you know, like Family Guy, there's the devil and then there's the super devil. There's like a super devil. And that's the pale side dude. And you can, that dude just likes to fuck shit up. The devil fucks shit up because if it's like personal to him. But the other dude, the super devil, just likes to fuck shit up. And you defeat that dude, and that means that seven would become six. So five, six. He's the sixth dude, but would have been the seventh. But four, three and four merge because three is a complex number. And like magic and all that and occultism, so the third spirit and the fourth spirit merge. Wait, one, two. No, the fourth spirit and the fifth spirit merge. So then there's a definitive special fifth spirit that shows up that would have been the sixth spirit, because six is magic and five is magic. So they had to make it so that the fourth spirit and the fifth spirit merge together. Actually, I think that's the pale sun. I'm pretty sure. No, there's an order of bad guys. An order of bad guys. And then they fight those ones. And then the main super bad guy, super, super devil, the mega devil and antagonist of everything is like a super eldritch, a newer being, just a thing that exists outside of all laws of everything. And it's kind of like an observer that kind of just willed itself into existence and became parasitic off of everything else that died. So as you up the rails in your kind of like rival things that you're fighting in strength, and your arsenal increases and your wisdom and all of that, you go through more trauma only to find out that there's a bad guy that was getting super strong the whole way. And yet that's the guy that you're seeing that was showing up at after the second time. And then he shows up after the third time. His three's magic. You fight him the third time. He's like, yo, remember me? Look at me. You have to fight me now. I'm a little bit stronger than back in the day. Because that is what's going on in Dismemories right now. Dismemories is a process of, these are the nine tracks that happened, that would have happened. But then we got bombarded by like dad dying and all this other shit. Postpone 2023. We just be moving around, jumping up, jumping, kicking in the woods, using knives to cut weeds and shit. 2023 was the purpose that at the end of it, I saw the spot with all the furniture sunken in the water, and I knew if the meetup's gone and all the friends have moved away, this is nothing. Now even Neil's moved away. It would be cool to go out there and just see what it looks like and if all that crap's still there, but just rusty in the water. Because then I can feel like Final Fantasy X in my mind about it, like Tidus running around. And I don't know, I like to have some deep spiritual meaning to shit sometimes like that.